We're going to try. If I fall over, alive or dead, doesn't matter. Know where I'm going and who I'm going to see when I get there. If I fall over, just roll me out of the way, and Brother Jared, come on up and finish out the preaching. At any rate, I have some correspondence that I want to share. And, you know, we've had response and the effect of our paper has really amazed me. Inasmuch as we try to present the doctrines as they have been in the past, and I just keep getting response and results from the paper. And thankfully, this church is getting out into all the world, at least all this country, if not otherwise. And so the Lord is blessing, and it's benefiting people. And this is from Grapeland Missionary Baptist Church in Grapeland, Texas. It says, "Thank you very much for your publication, Sounding Out the Faith. The first copy of the paper that I received was the May 2018 publication, and my fellow church members and I enjoy the writings. Please find and close a check for $100 to assist with publishing expenses. I apologize that it has taken me so long to consider making a monetary contribution. Please know that it gets to the point where the mailings are, or if it gets to the point where the mailings are too expensive for you guys to continue, I could live with an electronic only copy. Note that on your website, the hyperlinks for these two are not working, April 2023 and October 2023. Can you email those two to me? Pastor Russell Curry, Grapeland Missionary Baptist Church, Grapeland, Texas." Also received another $100 offering from another church just recently as well, who are receiving our paper, and we keep getting requests for sending more copies. So thank the Lord for his blessing, the efforts of this church and our outreach. John the 14th chapter, if you'd like to turn your Bibles. I'd like to speak to you on Jesus the way. John 14 and beginning with verse number 1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way." And again, emphasis should be on the way. He's not a way, but he's the way. Man does not have a choice as far as his eternal destiny. It is in the hands of God. And it is a gift of God when one will truly come to him and receive it his way. Man is trying to have his way, has been trying to have his way since Adam in the garden, and continues, and even more so today. But man is not going to have his way because man is a creation of God. We were created for him, by him. We were created to bring him pleasure by being obedient to him and yielding our lives to give him honor and glory. That's our purpose in life. And until man fulfills that purpose, and I'm talking about men individually, they're not going to have any enjoyment of life. They're not going to have the good life that they're desiring or they're seeking. We can look all around us today. The abundance of many and the wealth and the power and so forth has come to man. But yet, look at the misery that's in the world. Look at all the turmoil and all this. This is man having his way. We must let Jesus have his way in our life. Acts 4, verse 12. We're talking about Jesus the way. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the way out of condemnation. John chapter 3, verse number 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Why is man condemned? Because he sins. Why is man condemned? Because he sins. And so therefore, man is condemned. Not going to be, but condemned already. And all men are, not just certain individuals, but all of mankind, every man ever born into this world or will be born into this world is born a sinner. And because he is a sinner, he sins against God, and that makes him condemned eternally for an everlasting death in a terrible place called hell that God didn't prepare for mankind, but he prepared for the devil and his angels. So he is the way, Jesus is the way, the only way out of condemnation, the only way to make it right with God, because we've all sinned against God. It's against him, and that's the problem. The problem is how that has affected God. You see, God loves us more than any other creature that he has created, because he created us in his image and in his likeness. And then man has rebelled against God because of the special abilities that God has given him. And he therefore stands condemned already because of that. Jesus is the way out of that condemnation. Jesus is the way to be delivered from that condemnation. He is the way out of a sinful nature. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. He is the way out of that sinful nature that all men have. We are sinners by nature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He creates us new. Old things are passed away. That old sinful nature, we can overcome it. That old sinful nature, we can control it. That old sinful nature, we can say no to it and yes to that new nature that he gives us through this new birth and being born again. And again, it is all through Jesus Christ that old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How do I know I got saved? I remember when that change came in me. I remember that I didn't do anything to obtain that change, except let the Lord change me. And when I surrendered, he made a great change. And I know and recognize as I think back and look back, the difference that it made in me was not my doings. Wasn't what I prayed. It wasn't what I said. It wasn't what I did. It's what he did when I was willing to let him have his will and his way. Look at 1 John 3, verse number 9. He says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Well, how can an individual who is a sinner not sin? Listen, that individual who is a sinner, when he's born again of God, is created new spiritually, and that spirit within him keeps him from being able to commit sin. It's sinless again, all over again. Whosoever born of God doth not commit sin, for the seed remaineth in him. It's that seed. It's that new creation that does not sin. That old nature of ours, we still sin. But because of that new one, that seed that remains in us, we can overcome that old nature. We can keep from sinning. Then in Philippians chapter 3, verse 21, it says, who shall change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body? And there again, being born again, there again, yielding to Jesus, there again, him changing our sinful nature makes it possible for us one of these days not only to be able to overcome sin with that new nature, but it takes us to totally away from sin in body, soul, and spirit one day. We'll not have to contend with sin. We'll not have to fight that fight that's within us. At Galatians chapter 5 and 17. Teen says that warfare that is within us between that new nature and that old nature as a born-again child of God. One of these days when Jesus comes, we'll drop off this old physical body and receive a new body, a body that will not sin, cannot sin, and does not sin by the grace of God. This is all through Jesus. He is the way out of a sinful nature. He is the way out of failure. Look at look at Luke 5 and verses 5 and 6. Luke chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. Listen, Jesus is the way out of failure. Did you know that when one is born again, when one has a relationship with Jesus, and the closer that fellowship is, the more he works on our behalf to make our lives more enjoyable, to make our lives better, to overcome that sin and the effects of sin in our life. Look at Philippians 4 and verse number 13. Philippians chapter 4. Verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. He's the way out of failure. He's the way to success. And listen, you young people, and I'm talking about you middle-aged young people that have children, you get them to where they can have a close relationship with Jesus Christ. Because listen, you want them to be successful in life. You want them to have a better life than you've had. That's just a natural instinct of mankind. And bless your heart, the only way they're going to have that good life where they can enjoy it is not by wealth. It's not by some fabulously income, the profession that they can learn or what have you. You get them close to Jesus. You get them to repent and be saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And then he will make their lives successful. You try to do it on your own, I guarantee you it's not going to be successful. And not only that, if it does become successful in the material or worldly things, they'll enjoy it in this life, but then the life to come, they'll lose it all. Because when one goes out of this life, we take nothing with us that's gained here for certain. So we need to have something to go on to. I can do all things, says, through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now, Jesus is the way not only out of things, but he is the way into things. He is the way into life. Look at John 3 and verse number 36. John chapter 3 and verse number 36 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. He that believeth in what? Jesus. Believes what about Jesus? That he is. That he is God who came in the flesh. What about Jesus? That he died, was buried, and rose again as that Lamb of God that could take away the sin of the world. And look to Jesus, because he's the one who can take away that sin. He's the one that can deliver us from death unto life. And by the way, all men today without Jesus are dead in trespasses and in sin. But he can make us alive. He can take away that death. He won't take away that physical death, but he can take away that spiritual death. 1 John chapter 5, verse number 12. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. He that hath Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, has life. Then John 11, verse number 25. John 11, 25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Jesus is the way into life. That's eternal life, life forevermore. He's the way into safety. Look at John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Jesus is the way to safety and security, to safety and eternal, the safety and blessings of eternal life. He is the way into the Father's house. John 14, verses 2 and 3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He is the way into the house of God. Did you know those that are born again by the grace of God will dwell in the many mansions of the house of the Father or the house of God? That's the least. But listen, there's the best. Dwelling in that holy city, New Jerusalem, with Jesus as a part of the bride of Christ. So when one is delivered out of death into life by the Lord Jesus Christ, the least you'll have in eternity is a mansion. But listen, there's that holy city, New Jerusalem, and there is even more when one will truly surrender their life to Jesus in scriptural baptism and being added to a New Testament church, where that Ephesians 3:21 says, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. In other words, he'll get glory. We can give him glory eternally if we'll surrender and yield our life of service to him following the order of the New Testament. Jesus, not only is he a way out, but he's the way in, and he is also the way through. He's the way through darkness in this life. Look at Job 29, verses 22, or verses 2 and 3, rather. Job 29, verses 2 and 3. Oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when this candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. The darkness of this old world. Listen, he's the way through it. He's the way through a victorious life in this old, troubled, miserable world that we're living in. He's a way of deliverance from the suffering and sorrow that comes in this life. Look at John 8 and verse number 12. John chapter 8, verse 12 said, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Yes. He told him again, you know, we're pretty dense sometimes. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. All of those that are not in Christ are in darkness. Now he that followeth me in repentance and faith as Savior, and then submission to scriptural baptism and membership in a New Testament church, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Did you know, until I was placed in a New Testament church by the Lord, I understand this verse. I, even as a born-again child of God, was walking in darkness, and a lot of things in this life I still didn't understand. But after 50 some odd years in the Lord's work and studying His Word, I find that I understand a lot of things that were a mystery to me back then, but now I understand and I know. And now I don't have to go and ask somebody, why is this and why is that? And I don't have to wonder why things are this way or that way. I know and understand why they are because of that light, Jesus Christ, the light of His Word. And He is the Word, by the way. Jesus is the way through the darkness of this life, the darkness of the conviction and of sorrow. Look at Psalm 61 and verse 2. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He can bring us through the darkness of this world, the darkness of conviction, the darkness of sorrow because of sin. He can bring us through the desert of spiritual drought. Look at Luke 24, verse 32. And they said one to another, did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us? By the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures, He's the way through the drought, a spiritual drought that comes when we fall away, when we neglect the Word of God, when we neglect to feed the Spirit. He can bring us through the desert of sinful doubt. Look at John 20, verses 27 and 28. Then saith He to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither my hand, and thrust it into thy side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto Him, my Lord and my God. Amen. He can bring us through that desert of sinful doubt. He can bring us even through the valley of the shadow of death. Look at Psalms 23 and verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Even though death, and it's going to come to all of us, because it's appointed unto man once to die, Hebrews 9, verse 27. And we're all going to face it. And by the way, when we turn to Jesus, receive Him as our Savior, He will be go through us through that valley of the shadow of death. Jesus is not only the way out or the way in or the way through, but He is also the way up to perfection. And that's going to come one of these days for all of those that know Jesus. We'll put off this old sinful nature. We'll put off this sinful body. We'll put on a new one. And we'll be fully delivered from sin. No longer have to deal with it. No longer have to fight that battle that comes upon all. Jesus is the way up to perfection. Look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And He is the epitome of perfection. That's why He could be the offering for our sins. That's why He could finish the work that would redeem us eternally. He is also the way up to prosperity. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you that know the Lord as your Savior, for those of you that are faithful in a life of service to Him. He's the way up to the possession of all promises. An inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Amen.
All of the treasure, all of the rewards of this old physical life will vanish away one day. But these we'll have forever. Everyone has opportunity if you just will come to Jesus. If you just will humble yourself before him, confess that you are a sinner, and by faith trust in what he did to save you. He came into this world, the innocent Lamb of God, and he was offered up as a sacrificial payment for the sins of all mankind. And now he offers that payment as a free gift to all of those that will come to him and will turn from self and sin, turn from trusting in sin, a sinful man, in order to be able to make things right with God and to have eternal life. Come to him acknowledging that, yes, he loved us so much that he was willing to die a horrible death, the most horrible death that any man could ever die. That he was buried and that he rose again for our justification. That's the kind of love he had. You know, real love is a sacrificial love. Real love will always sacrifice for the one that's loved by the one that loves them. Jesus proved that beyond a shadow of a doubt. It's available this morning to you. If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, come. Come with your heart and trust him. Come and let him have his will and his way. Let's stand. Pianist and song leader will come. The invitation was open at the beginning of the service. It's still open. You that have been touched in your heart by the Spirit of God through the Word of God, and you need to come to Jesus. Not a better place than this old altar here. Thank you. Why don't you come before it's too late? What shall we sing, brother?
367.
As we sing this hymn, won't you come?
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the Savior.
Won't you come? There's no good reason not to come to Jesus. There's no good reason to put it off and take a chance of being lost forevermore. Why don't you come and let him give you that life, that eternal life that can never be taken away? It's up to you. It's your choice. You can come or not come. If you come, you'll receive the blessings that he's promised. If you choose not to come, it's not his fault. It's not this church's fault. It's not this preacher's fault. It has to be yours. No question about it. Why don't you come? Come and trust him as Savior. Come and submit to scriptural baptism that the Lord might add you to the New Testament church. Amen. Thank you for your attendance and attention. Remember, evening service is at 5. Encourage you to come. If you don't, you're going to miss a blessing. If you're here this morning, God had a special reason, a special message for you by you being here. He'd have you come tomorrow night, or rather tonight. He has a special message for you tonight as well. Not from man, but from his word. And if it's his word, it's directly from him. As we look to the Lord in prayer at this time. Brother Spencer, would you conclude our service?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing and the privilege to be here today. Pray that we can take what we've heard this morning and focus on it, apply it in our lives, and realize that you are the way to make it through this life. Leaning on you is the best option we have. I pray that you can give us the strength to be the example that we need to be with everyone coming into contact with. Pray that you can soften our hearts and the hearts of those we're witnessing to. Pray that you can continue to look out for those that are dealing with struggles in this life, giving them the comfort that they need. Hopefully still use them as an example for others to draw them closer to you. Pray that we can have our hearts and minds focused on you, and pray that we can return safely this evening.